Rock Valley College Starlight Theater begins its 51st season this week with the musical Disney's Beauty and the Beast. The production is the company's first under a new director in more than three decades. WNIJ's Guy Stevens has more.
Christopher Brady was named the new director of the Rock Valley College Theater program in December. That includes overseeing Starlight Theater, which has been presenting musicals in community productions every summer for half a century. Brady replaced Mike Webb, who retired after 32 years at the helm. Brady himself served as associate producer and stage manager under Webb from 2003 to 2013. He was involved with Starlight before that, performing in Starlight productions out of high school and while a student at Rock Valley College and Rockford University. With all that, accepting the top spot at Starlight would seem like a no-brainer. Not so, says Brady.
When they offered it to me, I wasn't exactly sure I was going to take it. It's a big job. I asked the RVC if I could take a night or two before I give my answer so that I can talk it over with my wife and my children and see what was best for our family.
Brady's apprehension grew out of his previous experience at Starlight. He knew what the job entails.
Starting from at the latest March, you're putting in almost 60 hours a week, and then once you actually get into it in April, it's more like 90.
Plus, at the time, he was involved in the college's studio theater as well. Brady says that was a big factor in his leaving in 2013. He remembers thinking about his situation during his last year as Webb's assistant.
I have a family that I absolutely adore. I never see them in the summer, and then I didn't see them often when school started. That was terrible. You know, the idea of that is terrible.
Brady went on to teach theater to students in the Creative and Performing Arts program at Rockford's West Middle School. That gave him the time with his family he craved. He also found a way to satisfy some of his artistic cravings by founding the local theater company Usual Suspects. Still, Brady says in the end, he and his family decided the Starlight post was worth it. This time around, Brady says he has more flexibility to have his family near him, and they get to do art.
We get to explore four shows a year and bring these kind of stories, these beautiful stories to our community and really try and bring some value to people's lives.
Brady says he hopes to bring some of the ideas he developed over his career, most recently with Usual Suspects, to Starlight. At the same time, in the midst of the state's continuing budget crisis, host institution Rock Valley College has asked for a zero-based budget, matching revenue with expenses.
That obviously sounds way easier than it is. But we just need to be creative in our storytelling to keep costs low, but still have a great production. And then after that, of course, we also need to keep bringing in people, so we need to make productions that are meaningful to people.
Brady believes that theater, including popular musicals, when done well, can be more than just entertainment, and he has his own thoughts on how to achieve that. But putting his own artistic stamp on Starlight isn't going to happen this year, at least not completely. Theatrical seasons are often planned and prepared for years in advance. Brady got a few months, with the season already picked out by his predecessor.
We need to see what works for the shows right now. I've never done four shows at the same time. I mean, I stage manage them, but I've never been responsible for producing them, directing them, that kind of stuff. So we need to see how that goes first.
Brady credits an experienced team with helping him get up to speed. He says he asked more from them, and they've given, in time and expertise. And that's helped keep him going.
The expectations for this position are a bit immense, but because of the staff around me currently, I'm not insane, and things are working out, and the shows are going to be fantastic.
Brady says the end of the season, when the dust settles, will be the time to take a breath and do a postmortem on what worked and what didn't. Then, almost immediately, it's on to figuring out how to put his ideas for Starlight into practice for the next season and the ones after that. I'm Guy Stevens. WNIJ News.